This is a podcast by The Straits Times.
Hello, I'm Joyce Teo.
And I'm Ernest Lewis. Welcome to Health Check, where The Straits Times guides you to healthier living.
Today, the world is concerned about the spread of a new coronavirus known as the 2019 nCoV that originated from Wuhan. So we're going to talk about how you can protect yourself by practicing better personal hygiene. So far, there's no local transmission, but we don't know if that will happen anytime soon.
Okay, and there's no evidence of community spread in Singapore as of now as well, right,
There's
Joyce?
No local cases as yet, yeah.
Okay, now, first off, the latest news is that the Singapore government has announced that all households, 1.3 million households, will be given 4 surgical masks for free, each household, and that starts from February onwards. But I want to ask you, Joyce, do I need to wear a mask? Let's say if I'm alone or not at a crowded place, do I really need to wear a mask?
No, you don't have to. Government has also repeated that if you're not ill, don't wear a mask.
So if you're not ill, not sick, do not wear a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't use it unnecessarily.
Yes.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
I think right now there's some concern over the availability of masks. People going to the shops, you know, they can't find it. But, you know, it's not the time to wear a mask everywhere. Wear it if you have respiratory symptoms.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you're sick.
But wear a mask if you have respiratory symptoms like a cough, runny nose, if you're sneezing. So the mask will protect others from catching the virus from you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not effective if they're soiled or moist. So if they are, then change it. And then, of course, change it regularly so that they are effective.
But most of the public kind of knows now that the N95 masks are not as effective in dealing with the coronavirus from Wuhan. Is that true?
That's not true. The N95 masks, they're actually very effective. They're worn by healthcare workers. But they are not recommended for the general public because you need to get a tight fit.
Yeah.
And when you wear it properly, it makes it very hard to breathe.
Yeah,
so that's why they're not recommending it for
everybody. So not as comfortable.
Yeah, not as comfortable. You can't wear it for too long. You feel like you want to take them off. You know.
Right.
So surgical mask is more practical.
Surgical mask, more practical for the public.
Yeah.
I've been seeing social media posts, people wondering, should we flip these masks out, inside out, for better protection? Is that really the truth?
No, you don't flip it. Yeah, you wear it as it is. So surgical masks, they usually have 3 layers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the outer layer, and that's a waterproof layer. The middle layer is a filter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the inner layer. So if you flip it, right, then you're wearing the inner layer outside and then the waterproof layer inside, which doesn't make sense. Yeah,
doesn't make sense. So the coloured part, these masks are usually coloured on the outside, like blue.
Blue or green, I think, yeah.
That's supposed to be on the outside, right?
Yes.
That is the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you got to pull the mask down the chin as well, right?
Yes. Ensure a snug fit. Yeah.
You know what, Joyce? You know, sometimes I see often outside in public, of course, there are many people, quite a number of people now wearing masks and all that, and even F&B professionals as well.
Mm.
Sometimes I see them push the mask down below the nostrils and continue on.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it makes them easier to breathe, but it doesn't work, actually.
Yeah.
So there's no point wearing it. So when you wear it, you're supposed to, you know, pull it past your chin. Mm. And then press, you know, fit it properly, press the thin metal wire along the upper edge of the mask against the bridge of your nose.
Okay. And how do you throw them? There's an art to throwing them as well, right? You can't just take them off and then touch it all over the place.
Yeah, you don't touch the middle, the mask itself. So you take off the straps and then pull it off your face and then throw it away.
Okay. Now, I understand there is an art as well. I mean, all of us learned this when we were children, but I don't know what happened since. There's an art to washing hands properly as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about it? Recommended duration? Is there a technique?
So, you know, what you see advice is to actually wash your hands for at least 15 to 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then wash it properly, all areas, and then scrub your hands.
With soap as well, right?
Wash with soap and water. That's the best. But if there's no soap, I guess wash with water. Better than no washing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then in the absence of water and soap, use hand sanitizers.
Okay. Is there an art as well to this hand sanitizing?
Hand sanitizers, But okay, before that, right? Okay, when you use hand sanitizers, use an alcohol-based one. So whatever, you use one with at least a 60% alcohol content.
All right. So we got to check the ingredients as well.
Yeah.
When we buy them from the stores and not just pick off anything that's there.
I think most of them, yeah, would be able to kill the germs, yeah.
Okay, most of the popular brands that you see in the stores, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then rub it. So for hand sanitizers, if you don't use it correctly, it's not effective. So you're supposed to rub it on your hands until it's dry. And if it's not, you just let it dry on your hands.
Mm.
Yeah, don't wipe it off.
So let's say I happen to squeeze too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's very wet and globby and all that.
Yeah.
So I'll just wipe as much as I can, but then I can just let it dry. That's fine, right?
What you mean, rub it on your hands? Yes.
Rub it on my hands. Yeah, I'm not going to rub it with anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Don't use like a tissue or something to wipe it off.
Okay.
Yeah, and then don't wash it off, of course, yeah.
Okay. And I mean, these are important tips also, right, for parents and children to inculcate with the children and even our elderly members as well.
Yes, yeah. I think maybe in the past, we may not wash our hands for a long enough time. And then for hand sanitizers, what happens is, a lot of people don't let it dry. They actually wipe it off and then it's not effective.
Okay. Yeah. You know, on this reported shortage of hand sanitizers as well, you know, health experts are saying that they're actually not as necessary. You know, it's actually better to wash your hands frequently.
So, I mean, hand sanitizers, they're not a must. Of course, it's best if you wash your hands with soap and water.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, unless you're in a healthcare setting, you need to wash your hands all the time. Then maybe you can use hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, it might affect your skin. Other than that, yeah. And also, if your hands are really dirty, it's no point using hand sanitizers. It may not work well.
Really need to wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you like what you're hearing so far, do subscribe to our series Health Check on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or even on Spotify and like us and give us a rating. So, Joyce, want to ask you this as well. What are the symptoms that you associate with the Wuhan coronavirus?
So far, I think people can get a fever, sore throat, cough, and I've heard muscle aches as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe after a few days, they might get shortness of breath as the virus attacks the lungs.
Right. So the other thing is that data from early cases in China suggests that the incubation period is up to 14 days.
Yeah, so far the reports are saying is 1 to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is why the advice is asking travellers, you know, if you have travelled overseas, monitor your health closely for at least 2 weeks upon your return. And of course, if you have symptoms, you know, seek help, wear a mask and call the clinic ahead of your visit.
You're right. So they're trying to target people who have had recent travel
history. Yeah,
right.
Or if you have been in contact with a known case.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter so much if I've been living in my town, in my area for the past 6 months and haven't really travelled out of Singapore. It doesn't matter so much as of yet, right?
Less so, yeah. So far, I mean, a lot is, we still don't know a lot about the virus. But earlier story that I did earlier, the experts are saying that if you have like symptoms, you know, that we mentioned earlier, and if they don't go away after 2 to 3 days, then you seek help. So it's not like, you know, you start coughing and then after 1 hour you rush to the GP.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any like a common statistics that we should also know as well about this, about coronavirus?
So far, based on what we know so far, right, experts are saying an estimated 20% of the people infected with the virus will become very ill. They will have severe pneumonia.
Right, only 20% of the cases.
That's the current estimate. I mean, it may change, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
But so far, I mean, it's spreading very fast in China, but the mortality rate is not as high as SARS.
Yeah, okay. What about public places like clinics, you know, where suspected cases of people with the virus might have been to? Do we need to avoid those places?
No, you don't have to, yeah. Those are not confirmed cases right now. So,
right.
Yeah, even if they are confirmed, you know, you require prolonged exposure to the infected person for you to catch the bug.
Prolonged exposure. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so the health authorities have defined that as spending at least 30 minutes within 2 meters of the person.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry. It's not like, you know, you walk past them and then you're going to get it. I mean, most likely not.
Right. So Joyce, I guess in general, no matter if it was a place where a confirmed patient was at or any other place, you know, it's just good practice to wash your hands frequently, right?
Definitely, yep.
Especially after going to common public toilets and before eating.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think until now, you go to the loo and I see people not washing their hands.
Yeah, yeah. And I see sometimes F&B professionals also walking out of the cubicle without washing their hands.
I know.
And then I'm saying my prayers. Well, I should have said my prayers before, but anyway.
Yeah, so these are the things that we should do anyway, you know, to keep ourselves from infectious diseases, and not just from this coronavirus,
yeah,
you know.
It's beyond this coronavirus. I mean,
yes,
any virus in general, clean habits, keeping your hands clean,
yes, yeah,
washing them after you touch public transport handles,
mm-hmm,
supermarket trolleys or something like that.
Yeah, keep clean, yeah. It saves you from, like, I don't know, from diarrhea maybe, hand-foot-mouth disease,
yeah,
you know, there are like other diseases
The
around.
Other bad habits, of course, is touching your face,
yes,
wiping your eyes, without cleaning them first and all
yes,
that.
Yes, I think, yeah, don't touch your face. I think we tend to do that without realizing it.
Mm. I hope these habits will change overnight in Singapore.
Overnight? I don't think so. But it's good to know, yeah, I mean, these are the things. I mean, washing your hands is a very simple thing to do.
Yes. As you said, right? I mean, there's the technique. So, and the duration, 20 seconds, right, you said?
At least 15 to 20 seconds. I mean, that's what the, you know, the general advice is.
Okay.
Yeah, studies.
And you gave us good tips on using a hand sanitizer as well.
Yes, I think we just have to wash our hands properly, like, you know, and then don't just wash it, you know, for 1-2 seconds. And you were telling me earlier that you see people just sprinkling some water on their hands.
With the three fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just before they leave the toilet.
That's not counted.
Yeah. I mean, there are various things, objects, obviously, when you touch in public. I mean, even your handphone as well.
Yeah.
You need to wipe it down as well, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it was good to know also that, yes, prolonged exposure to an infected person actually means that you need to spend at least 30 minutes within 2 meters of the person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good to know.
Yeah, so there's no need to panic. I mean, that's based on what we know right now. So it's not like you spend, you know, you're there within 1 second and you worry about getting the virus.
Yeah. Okay, great tips, Joyce. Thanks for that.
Well, that's a wrap for Health Check. We hope you like this latest healthy living tips. Remember, search for Health Check on Apple or Google Podcasts or Spotify. Like it and follow our show every fortnight on Wednesdays.
That was an SPH podcast by The Straits Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg. You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times and The Business Times online.